Welcome to the Revenue Throughput Podcast, the show for B2B owners who are hungry for growth, stuck on a plateau, or just want better ways to deal with the everyday challenges of revenue growth. You'll hear from industry experts and fellow boots-on-the-ground business owners who will share their practical and powerful strategies for B2B business success. I'm your host, Jose Palomino, CEO of ValueProp and creator of the Revenue Throughput System. Now on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome once more to another episode of our podcast. And today's guest is Anna Raines of Simplified Impact. And Anna is an expert in content strategy, in SEO, but especially in the manufacturing, industrial categories, also professional services. So she's really, her and her firm are really specialized in this area of doing SEO well, leveraging assets like Google AdWords when necessary, all to drive new attention, new interest, new prospects in companies that are in very narrow niches. So you may be doing something in aerospace where you make a part, or you provide a very specific type of professional service. You'll want to listen to this episode because it's some real great practical insights, things you can do or things you can direct your agency to do to get you more traction as we all look to grow our businesses here this year and beyond. So listen closely as Anna joins our show. Welcome, Anna, to the show. So glad you could be with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Anna, you know, one thing that I think is particularly interesting in the things you do are the applicability to professional service and small businesses. So I just want, in your own words, what do you do and who do you do it for? And then we'll jump off from there.
Sure. So, you know, we help service-based businesses such as, you know, coaches, lawyers, et cetera, and B2B, you know, like really technical business to business. So medical parts, hydraulic parts, anyone, aerospace and cyberspace security, really grow their business and find their footprint through most of the Google, or we should say like organic products, right? So SEO, content marketing. And we do dive into some Google ads, but really mostly like organic marketing.
So the organic is really, you know, that's like a, there's almost like two branches of the marketing world, right? Those who really believe in organic. And I think everybody concedes like, you know, you need good SEO and so on. But there are those folks who, you know, even some who I've talked to say, you know what, you know, SEO rankings for a very small company is going to be very hard to do. You're better off to just go straight to paid and just pay for your pay for placement, because it's going to be such a hard battle to try to, you know, when you're going up against bigger companies. How do you navigate that?
So here's the thing, and this is why I love niche B2B. If you're a niche B2B, right? And most niche B2Bs in what I'm talking about, so like aerospace or hydraulic parts, cyberspace security, those types of companies are, you know, they're making mechanical parts, are small. They're probably in the $2 to $10 million range, right? But they're significantly small. Usually don't have a marketing team. Usually the employees, maybe 20 employees, but most of them are engineers, right? There's only like one per, you're mostly dealing with the CEO, right? Those companies do phenomenal on ads, right? You go for, with a Google strategy and an ad strategy, and they are going to get, here is why. One, they're niche. So you have a very long keyword phrase. Mm-hmm. Two, most of their contracts are high, right? So it's a high ticket and, you know, not what traditionally, I mean, like high ticket, I'm talking about $500,000 to multiple millions, right? Sure. Per, so all you need is like 1 to 2 really great conversions, right? So maybe 10, 15 leads, convert one a month. You're good, right? And you're really sustaining that. With it just depends what vertical you're at, right? And I feel like it's such a blanketed statement that a lot of marketers make, and that gets some audiences, some agencies into trouble, right? Because I'll have people that come to me and they're like, well, I want to do Google ads, right? And they're like, I'm a small business and, you know, Facebook's not working. I'm doing $30 leads and, you know, SEO is just going to take too long. And I'm like, and the competition is just so fierce. There's no, I mean, in Google, you're going to end up spending more, right? So it's like, you have to look at it holistically. And it's a lot of what we do is like, we look at the whole thing, right? So what does your content look like? What is the competition? Where is there opportunities? You know, we look at the quadrants of like, okay, are you even noticeable? Because if your site has zero traffic, your Google ads are not going to perform. You're going to spend a ton of money. And it, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you're getting leads, but like, are you making money? I had this conversation even with a former client early on. She was like, well, I make like 10 sales a day, so this is working. And I said, yeah, but you are spending like more than you're, five times more than you're making. It doesn't work. So I guess just to get back to your question, it's really important that we look at the business and then we analyze like, okay, what type of business? And it's one of the reasons we've been so intentional about who we work with, right? So in the B2B space, very, very niche, like companies, like I mentioned, and then in the service space, you know, coaches and lawyers, people who can easily generate $1 million plus a year and can sustain, you know, this like the ebb and flow of what's happening in the paid market. But I would agree that like, if you're just starting, I mean, a paid campaign is going to boost your traffic and it's going to help you to understand like where you need to go faster. So
is that maybe a good 1-2 punch? Like if you're starting, if you're early stage, and again, you might not be an early stage company. So some of the clients I've worked with, you know, $10 million manufacturing company, they didn't really do a lot of intentional marketing because they had a few big accounts. Maybe one of those big accounts went away and all of a sudden they realized, boy, we got to close a $2 million hole. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really thought about it. So there's a lot they have to do strategically and so on. Mm-hmm. But is it a good 1-2 punch to think in terms of like, let's do paid to see what resonates with people, like just where the targets really are, where the fish really swimming. And mm-hmm. from that insight, really shift into a more deliberate organic strategy, because now we know kind of where the interest is. Is that a possible approach?
100%. And especially you're talking manufacturing. I mean, that is like, I love to work with manufacturing companies because they're again, like, I mean, unless you're talking about like, you know, industrial, like fashion, then no.
But that's a whole different animal, right?
Yeah. It's just like, no.
Right. But in industrial categories, manufacturing,
in industrial, like airplanes like, and stuff. Absolutely. 100%. I would do paid all day long. I would lead with that. And then from there, start to create some content, start to do some interviews, start to do some videos, but your paid is going to carry you through. It's such a, you know, and I would do it in Google. You know, I think a lot of manufacturers, because they want to, sometimes they'll bring in either younger marketing people or, you know, that haven't really been in that Google world. So they'll try to do either social, even LinkedIn and stuff like that. It doesn't perform as well as Google because the intent is there. So the conversion rate is going to be higher. I mean, I have a client, I mean, some of the biggest deals, they've converted probably like $5-10 million off of one Google ad. I mean, we had a crazy case study with this medical manufacturer, and I had like begged them to get on Google. I was like, you have to do Google. I'm telling you, you're niche enough. They're like, nobody's there. And they would send me all these searches and be like, nobody's looking for it. The volume is low. I'm like, and they literally were like, okay, we'll do a test campaign January 2020, right before the pandemic. That, I think they spent $100 before the pandemic started. When the pandemic started, what they were doing was so vital to the pop-up hospitals and, you know, the product that they sell, that they converted that $100. I think it was something into like $500,000. Like, okay. Crazy.
That's not a typical ROI.
No, it's not. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like most manufacturing companies, if you can really nail down that messaging, a really great landing page and chat like a chatbot, like those type of things, like, and being able to really help to convert. Anyways, even though we do, and then we layer with organic, making sure that there's pillar pages and there's content and we're nurturing, but yeah, for the nichier markets, I think Google Ads really perform very well.
Well, what's interesting, you talked about intent. So just, you know, for our audience, who again, not necessarily full-time, you know, marketers, the idea is somebody goes to Google, they are looking for something specific. Mm-hmm. So they're entering like, I need a, you know, left-handed titanium flange for my jet engine mount or something. Yeah. It's a very specific search, where on social, you kind of have to grab them. It's a little harder to be that focused. You're focused more on a broader subject matter and so on, right? So is that the basic difference?
That's the huge difference is that, yeah. I mean, and how do you interrupt for that on social? Like, oh, here's your left-handed titanium flange. Like, what? How many people are you going to serve? Yeah. I mean, just the intent. Yeah. What people are looking for, and then matching with like the content, the right landing page, the right model, et cetera, images. Right.
So now one thing that kills me as, you know, doing this for a long time, every time I read an article on content marketing, it says something like this, like even on SEO, I'll see this by some of the big names. They'll say, you know, look up to see what pages are ranking from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the ranking pages are big companies with really great, like professionally developed content. Mm-hmm. And then the advice is not just write a better article. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, you know, to get in the NBA, just shoot the basketball better than LeBron James. I mean, that's like, it's not easy to do. So how do you help like a small company that isn't going to have a team of Wall Street Journal trained writers writing like great business content? How can they play in that game in a meaningful way? What are some of the key strategic things they can start thinking about? And they may need help from somebody like you, but where it's feasible, where it's not just throwing. Sometimes a lot of these smaller companies we work with, I see they've had a history of throwing money at the problem, but never enough to really get lift.
Yeah. So we use a lot of different tools that actually guide us through, you know, how long does the article have to be? What keywords do we have to include? How many backlinks send from where? And then they send us the backlinks. So like we'll use SEMrush or Ahrefs. That will give us the specifics. And then it's like a content builder. And there's some that are only for content, if that's, you know, your intent, that will give you all of those specifics. So it's gotten a little bit better. I do agree with you that a lot of times they're like, we'll just make it better. But there are tools out there that will guide you through that. Okay, this title, what's the score? How, you know, did I include the keyword here? And then the thing is like, you know, how the pages that are ranking, like is there something else you can be talking about? Is there a better way, a different way that we can send that message? And then maybe even turn it into a downloadable. And then how we're talking about, like, you know, do you put a little bit of money behind it just to get that oomph, you know, to get that traffic? But our preference is to use the content analyzers because it does break it. It gives you more of a how-to rather than like, I think this is better, right? It literally scores it and is like, nope, their readability is this. This is yours. Still not good. They had this many words. You have this. Still not good. They have, you know, these are all the backlinks. You need to go after those backlinks. And then there's like a tracker, right? So the tracker will tell you every week, yep, you're getting closer. No, you know, you're getting hot, you're getting cold. So there are tools out there that are going to make that process easier.
But now I've read articles, I've read content in different, you know, business categories that I say, okay, a robot wrote this. Mm-hmm. Like, it, you know, and you read about the AI tools that can write articles for you and so on. And yet then you read something that's really well written, like for humans. So how do you balance between writing for SEO, like to rank, and writing something that's worth reading? Because they're not always the same exact thing.
They're not, but they can be. They can be if it's well written. So that's something that we do invest in. So we have a media department. We have really great writers. We have editors. We have QAers. So as part of being an organic agency, you know, and really leaning heavy on that while still leveraging paid advertising, because it's important, we do pay a lot of attention to writing, right? And to voice, and we work with the clients on voice. So if you're just going to run it through like a Jarvis or something like that, like sometimes we'll leverage it. 99% of the time we find that it's just not going to perform. Like I said, so we'll start there and then we'll put it into a SEMrush or an Ahrefs or Hemingway or whatever tool, and like gives us feedback on the article. And then we also like read it, you know, like this interesting, like, would I care? You know,
that's what I mean. There's some things you just go like, really? Like, it doesn't seem like that it was designed for, especially some of these niche categories that you work in are so technical. Like a reader can tell right away that somebody who knows what they're writing, knew this topic, write this, or was it like somebody who just try to write off of some basic research. So that's an interesting challenge because you have to do this across a number of industries.
Yeah. You know what I find that just like we need to educate, right? Like as we grow our agencies, and then also as our clientele grows or even a smaller client, I think we need to define for them that there's the value in the quality and not the quantity. And I have this same, you know, challenge myself where, and that's what we're coming across with clients. Sometimes we want to give more because we want to justify the retainers. But when we look at the bigger agencies, right, or the bigger agencies that I've come from, like those agencies, they'll write less content. They'll write one white paper a quarter, but it's such a well-written, researched, you know, polls, analysis, this, that piece of content is going to generate like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of leads, right? I feel like a lot of times in content, both small businesses who may just be doing this on their own, or some smaller agencies will be like, okay, we got to write like one article a week or three or two articles a month. And it's like, well, how much time did you spend on that? How much research did you read, all of the things that you needed to do to make it? So when someone came to it, they're like, holy cow, this is like the best that I've ever read. I think I honestly know that we will get back to that for sure in the next year, because you're just not seeing the same from like a Facebook ad that people were seeing. You're not seeing the same results. People were getting such amazing results and spending less that it was just like, you know, fast, 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 fast. Mm-hmm. That's not working anymore. So I feel like we're really going to get back to quality, and the clients are going to need to be educated, and, you know, the marketing teams, et cetera, educating like their VPs, their seniors, to be like, hey, like we need to produce good content. Like, you know, I'm sure there's nothing worse than like downloading something or reading something and like, oh my God, that was such a waste of time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. Then you're like mad at them.
Well, it's like Netflix. Sometimes you watch something, you say, I just burned 90 minutes of my time watching a really bad movie.
You're like, oh, please give me back that time. You know, that's our greatest in today, you know, 2022, our greatest equity is time, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the greatest richness, the greatest wealth indicator is time, right? The wealthiest people. I mean, why did Jeff Bezos step down as CEO, right? Because he needed more time to think and to be productive, right? Isn't that what we all want to do as leaders? It's like, who wouldn't want like a full day of just thinking, strategizing and creating rather than like being in the weeds? I feel like that's like the biggest indicator of wealth. And if we can provide that back to, you know, whoever we're serving, that then you're successful, right? You're like, hey, you just read this and like you're 500 times smarter. I've just made whatever, you know, your life easier. I was going to mention, so there's this new tactic. I'm sure you're seeing it in your inbox and it drives me absolutely bonkers. And, you know, there's a couple different schools of thought. One is like, it's working, but is it, you know, where you see something and it's like, the subject line's like, oh, did I miss you, or re whatever, or, you know, like, so great chatting last week, you know, and then you're like, what? Who is this person? You pop in and they're like, oh, I actually don't know you, but let me sell you this thing, you know?
Oh, that's very, it's low integrity. It doesn't, I mean, at the end of the day, if you were looking, just happen to be looking for a gasket to stop a leak in your basement, and you saw one of those, and say, I sell gaskets to stop basement leaks, maybe, but that's like, that's such a volume thing that you have to do to get to that one thing. Meanwhile, you're burning any brand you have. The other thing is, when I get cold emails that there's no company reference, there's no company link, the email address is suspect. I check out the domain name and the domain's not even operational. I'm saying, like, who are these people? Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
There's no seriousness to that. And I think it really is a huge waste of people's time.
Yeah. Yeah. I just see all that, you know, cause it all, like, email marketing has to do with content marketing. It has to do with the organic stuff. And to me, that's like, it's just so frustrating. So I guess what we try to achieve with the content we're creating is have people really please, right? Rather than like, ah, and then they see your name again. And that's like the feeling. They're like, ah.
Right. So you don't want to steal people's time. You want to give them some value in that. Right. So that's, I think if I were to just as we're coming at toward the end of our time, is there any, like, if you had one key tip to marketers, especially those people who aren't like professional marketers, but have to market because they own their business and they run it, any one key thought that you'd give them for 2022, like, this is what you should, don't forget to do this.
Yeah. I mean, I would really say, look at what your competitors are doing and make it better. No, just kidding. I would use the Hemingway app. It really helps you to get that title right. And I think it's called like Hemingway Headline Analyzer or Headline Analyzer. You could just look it up. There's a few of them. CoSchedule has one too. That will put you in a really good direction. The other thing that I feel like has been really, really working well, and I know this just is so basic and back and so old school, but create an outline, right? So you have your headline, and then you have your subheadlines, which are your H2s. Run all of them through the headline analyzer, look through that and be like, is this something that would interest, you know, somebody else? Give it to your team, right? If you're in charge of marketing in a small company, who else is on your team, and be like, okay, is this something you think? We've actually been doing that a lot with internally, and it prevents waste of time. And it also, we know, oh, you know what, this would actually perform well once we wrote it out. And then the third thing that it would do is, you know, you have that insight from your internal team to be like, yep, before you move forward. So I think that is the biggest tip that I can give, because I know that's working really well internally for us right now.
Fantastic. Well, Anna Raines, thank you so much for joining us. If somebody listening to this episode wanted to learn more about you, your work, how to get in touch with you, where should they go?
So they could follow Anna Maria Raines on Instagram. We have a lot of programs coming out. We're doing a lot of partnerships with some big name partnerships that are going to be really exciting, allowing us to do more things with more companies. For the most part, with our B2B, we're very intentional about our clients, but we have some really great things coming out. So we're excited about that. So just Instagram, Anna Maria Raines, R-A-Y-N-E-S.
Fantastic. Anna Maria Raines, thank you for being on the podcast today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Revenue Throughput Podcast. If you like this episode and if you like the series, make sure you subscribe below. And also, if you liked it, please do review it. When people are looking for something exciting to listen to, especially the kind of content we're bringing, which is practical insights for B2B companies, this is a place and a free resource that they can take advantage of. Let them know about it with your review. So subscribe, review, enjoy. Thanks again.